Welcome back to another episode of
What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
We're back.
Back again.
Guess who's back?
Back at Shmoop.
Tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Your squirrel friends.
Oh, nice. So we're back at it with episode 8, season 11, Snatch Game at Sea.
Okay, straight up, I love Snatch Game.
I do too.
It's
so
fun.
It's one of my, well, I should say, I feel like you really see people's strengths and weaknesses in this
guy. Yeah, for sure. Well, for one, impersonations, which is hard. And for two, it's like improvising, which is also hard.
I couldn't do it.
And you've got to like go face to face with Rue, which is different than doing an acting challenge and having her watch it later. Yep. You've got to like have a rapport
with her,
and that is hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So
again, I couldn't do it. I was sitting there thinking, who would I impersonate? And I came up with a big blank because I've never even
thought of
this. I'd have to really think about it because, again, this is not my forte. I'd probably pull a Brooklyn.
Spoilers.
So anyways, all right. So we get back from the workroom.
After elimination, Red Couch talks. And
holy crap.
There was a shitstorm of drama in Untucked last episode.
And they showed up a lot. Well, they didn't show a big portion, but lots of clips from it. Because
clips.
I think it was so unreal.
Holy moly. And it just spilled right over into that. Like, first we've got Silky and Evie going at it. Then we've got Vanjie and Evie going at it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to get an Untucked by the season. Because it's crazy this season.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting a little over it at this point.
The thing is, it's time to just shit or get off the pot. Stop messing around with all your drama. I mean, a little drama's cute. A lot of drama gets boring. It's like,
this is getting really boring to me, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'm done with, because it's those three that are fighting all the time. And it's the same shit all the time. And like, I love Evie, and truly, I back her up with, you know, she's just talking truth, but
but if they're
going to
react
like
that,
like,
then maybe
girl,
just
learn.
Back off.
Exactly, exactly. Just, you know, sit to the side and chill out. Because I'm getting tired of it.
Well, and then Brooklyn again is trying to be the peacemaker. Well, let's just try and focus on.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad. About how happy we are to be here. And I was just like, girl, that's like trying to put a Band-Aid on a sinking ship. Like, it's
I get what you're trying to do. But she's Canadian and they don't like conflict.
Exactly. Exactly. I appreciate the effort. But then it was also kind of frustrating when Evie just kind of left. And when you're getting like attacked by two really big personalities, I could see that. But then Brooklyn's like, oh, whatever. I'm like, girl, you were just trying to, like, you were in the middle of a storm. And like, don't be all pissed when she wants to walk off.
I know.
I do the same damn thing.
I probably would too. Because it's like, you're not going to get anywhere. They were all heated. It's just like, just walk away. But then the problem is, they come back the next day and
quiet workroom.
Awkward. Awkward.
To me, it's just like someone throwing a tantrum.
Oh, Silky's
like,
such a baby.
Oh, I'm just going to keep quiet. I'm not going to say anything. And I'm just like,
Silky's such a baby.
You're being just as obnoxious saying nothing.
I know.
As you are saying all the crap.
I know.
I mean, at least you didn't say, make me lip sync.
That's true.
I mean, that's probably something. the first time. But
I'll take it. But oh,
damn,
my God.
It was awkward. It was like a thank God. Saved by the bell, thank God, when Rue finally came in.
Oh, I know. And you could tell all the other queens who were like, oh, my God, yes, somebody else.
Nina, like, is just that look around like,
break this tension. This sucks.
Yeah.
It was too much.
No. And like I said, it's just boring. I want fun banter and little sassy things. And it's just like, Come back to weird, awkward workroom.
A little snarkiness here and there is kind of like, oh, but this is just getting old.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But I will say that Rue was looking fine in that black shirt, white crisp suit, patent black shoes, classic suit.
Oh, yeah. Looking very stylish, I must say.
Very good. I loved it.
Again, I love the patterns. I really do. But I also really like
the... But it's nice to break it up. And it was so, like, crisp and, like, clean looking. I loved it. Looking good, Rue, as per usual. So we have a mini challenge, which Rue's pitching her new book, Guru, available in
I'm thinking to purchase for our upcoming trip.
Oh, that would be perfect. I wonder if it's on Audible.
Oh my gosh, if it was on Audible and I
know that would be perfect. I'm gonna look into that.
Okay.
Okay, so the queen's challenge is to come up with their own sort of aspirational self-help book and promote it. So they have to dress up, do promo pictures, and then have some like taglines from the book and some of their advice and things like that. So I actually like this challenge.
Yeah,
I thought it was fun too. And
it
shows off, you know, personality and creativity. I really liked this challenge. Some people excelled more than others.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love Vanjie, but it's a whole thing about the backward walk. And I'm just like, girl,
get a new gig.
Exactly. It's like sponges.
And then I was not digging the like my quick drag glasses. It's like, I know you're trying to be goofy, but it was sort of like,
I don't know. I wasn't loving it.
Then I was not happy about, like, I know Plastique was trying to be campy and silly with her like looking a mess look, but it's, I don't know. I felt like if you're going to show off your own thing, like do your thing. Like it's the opposite of her. It's like so messy. I didn't like it. I felt like it was not a good fit.
No, I totally agree.
Maybe for something else, it would have been funny to be like that messy looking, but it just ended up being blit.
But maybe that was her attempt to show more personality.
I know.
I
thought Akiria's was really funny. I cannot.
She's funny.
She is funny.
She's so good.
I can't remember the name of the book, but I loved one of her little catchphrases was peep or a peep show off a cheap hoe. All of her little like quips were really funny. She was cracking me up. Mm-hmm. And she can do quick drag so good. She just looks like a woman.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I was thinking that same thing. I was like, man, did she have more time than some of the others?
She just looks like a woman.
No, she's just got it down. She's got it down.
Let's see.
I was just annoyed with Silky again. But Rue was eating it up.
I know.
It's like, okay, you want your, you know, Silky, was it like,
it was a memoir like getting to the buffet or something like that.
I did think
there was a couple of funny moments in it. Like I did think it was funny when she was like, I wrote this book due to the fact that I was hungry. Like I thought that was a funny line.
Yeah, but then it's just more yelling at me.
It was a lot of yelling, and I did not like that she, like, what is it with her always bringing food around? It's like, I get it here or there, but it's like she's always got food coming out of somewhere where it's like...
Well, Rue thinks it's freaking hilarious, so I guess if it does the job.
We're like, look, I'm eating a sandwich while I do this pitch. It's like... Ugh.
Yeah.
Nina, hers was like a broad, like her shoulders, and she was being silly with her big broad shoulders. It was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Evie... I did not like
it. No.
It was too far into left field. Like, it wasn't telling any sort of a story. It was just like, look, I'm kooky as shit.
Yeah.
I was not digging it.
Yeah, and that seems to be kind of a theme
for
her.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I liked that weird sort of, like, psychedelic 60s crazy thing she had going on.
Yeah.
But for this challenge, that doesn't make any sense.
And
why are you doing that?
Her cover was my favorite.
Yeah.
When they do the... book cover shots. But yeah.
But then it's like, eat a baby. It's like, that's trying so hard.
And that got the...
Exactly. I need to find that sound effect so I can do it.
Seriously.
It's like the best sound effect ever.
Oh, yeah. No. A little too weird and...
pushing it too far.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's was... I thought hers was pretty funny, actually. I liked her... or she's like, Hillary Clinton called it sad but true. Like, I thought it was funny. Like, after parties are the new job fairs or whatever.
There we go.
I thought hers was really funny.
She cracked me up.
Her little like tips for success: sleep with your boss.
That honestly was probably my favorite.
I think it was my favorite. It was funny and it was like,
well, and it really played to the theme because that's like,
yeah, it was. It was witty, mm-hmm. is what it was. And I felt like everybody else's was more like, what? Like, exactly. I'm just, like, trying to make Rue laugh with, like, goofy things. But I thought that Akira's and Brooklyn's were the most witty.
Yeah.
And they actually looked like they were trying to promote a book.
A book,
and I felt like this one was the place to do that. And so I, in my opinion, either Akira or Brooklyn should have won.
I think Brooklyn should have won.
But, of course.
Freaking Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Come on, man.
I just don't get it.
What is it? What is it that is like... it's just, there's like... I don't know. It's like potato chips. It's like when you want... like, potato chips are good sometimes and you want to eat them and there's, you know... but if you're hungry for a meal... you don't want potato chips.
Silky does. Whatever. I don't know. I'm, like I said, she's just pushing all the right buttons for Rue, I guess. And I'm with you. I didn't think hers was the worst. But
it wasn't the
best. It wasn't the best. It just was a bunch of gimmicky shit again. And that's why I think she won. And so I'm just
dumb.
Annoyed.
So she won some sort of Postmates something. And Morgan McMichaels comes to do a Postmates delivery of one ping pong ball.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. That was so good.
Those sound effects were so...
I know.
Boop.
I've
been looking for this. It was really funny.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of Morgan McMichaels.
No, I actually can't stand her. But that was funny. Okay, so maxi challenge time. Snatch game at sea.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
That was a cruise ship. Which I like the play.
I thought it was a fun way to switch it up. I saw somebody wrote something on Instagram where they're like, I didn't like the snatch game at sea thing. And I was like, it's the same thing.
Who cares? It's got life preservers instead
of
just
like. It's just like a blue set instead of a pink set, and Rue's wearing a captain's hat. Like, there's nothing different. You're so dumb.
The dumbest crap
people
I've
are
ever
so
heard.
Stupid.
Seriously,
not us. We're smart.
We so smart. All right. So should we go? Should we go through the workroom when? Well,
I think let's just start off. We'll go through special guest Jinx Monsoon and Rue going through the workroom.
Yeah,
and then we'll go through
who people are.
Who they are, and then we'll go to the performance.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. So, well, actually, I mean, we'll get to who they are through, like, most of the workroom stuff.
Yeah.
So, Jinx Monsoon, everybody!
Looking so good.
So good with that snatched waist and that copper orange hair. Jinx's makeup is so good.
Gorgeous.
So good. I wish I could do my makeup like that. It looks so good.
You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Suga, but I really think it's cute how excited she gets anytime.
Oh yeah,
a new queen comes on.
I
she
know
just
it's cute.
Out, and so I don't know.
I think Suga definitely like fangirls, and I like that a lot.
It makes
like,
her relatable because
totally
because
I'd be like, ooh, I don't know how to act now.
Yep. So, should we go in order or just I mean,
Silky came up first. They went up to Silky first, and Silky is doing T.S. Madison, who I have no idea who that is.
I know.
And I got context clues from, you know, what they're talking about. She used to be a porn star and now she's a social media star.
We're terrible.
I don't know. It's just not something that...
Can I premise this really quick?
Yes.
Am I getting in the weird limbo where I don't recognize some of the really old references and I don't recognize the new ones?
Yes.
And no one's doing the in-between?
Yeah, so totally.
I'm lost half of the time.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, we'll talk about this more as we go along, but I swear more than half of the people were impersonated people. I have no idea.
I know. Well, part of the problem is I don't keep up on, I don't really know who's famous through Instagram or YouTube.
Or the MTVs and.
Yeah, or the like the.
Real Housewives.
The bigger. Yeah. I don't watch a lot of the bigger reality shows like Bachelor or Hip Hop Atlanta or whatever. Like, I just don't watch that stuff. And so that I'm oblivious to that stuff,
okay,
too.
So I'm glad we're in the
I
same
boat. I wish they pick
here.
Some more freaking mainstream. That's, not that it has to be mainstream, but
no,
it's like,
but
I don't know who that is. And I feel bad because I think that her performance was lost on me because of it. But we'll get into that later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so T.S. Madison. God damn it, Silky. She makes me so mad because she'll be so stupid and awful. And then she does really funny things like that. Like when she's like, I got a question for you. And she leaned in real close to Jinx and Jinx is like, oh, okay. And then she's like, can I get your number? It was hilarious.
It's the same thing. And I'm laughing. I'm laughing, but with like contempt.
I'm so mad. I'm like, why are you so funny sometimes and so dumb other times?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, no, that was funny.
It was funny though.
Enjoyed it, and then it's like that second of, I can't think of a good comparison.
Oh well,
you dipped your toe in, then you take it right back out.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
So then next, they go up to Evie, and Evie's going to be playing Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopsie Goldbergs. Which could be really funny.
Well, Whoopi's got a big personality. Plus, yep. Whoopi's been in so many iconic movies and things that there's a lot of funny references to pull from. Like, you could do a whole, like there's a lot of funny stuff, like, in Ghost and, like, Sister Act. You could do, like, go all the
Secret.
Way, you know? Oh, I love Sister Act. Sister Act 2. I watched that like 2 months ago and I was beaming.
It holds up to time.
It's so good, Lindsay. Oh, I love an underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
Gotta
me
get
about
that
it.
High school.
I love
choir
a singing.
Team.
I love a singing movie. I love a dancing movie. Mm-hmm. No shame. I don't care. Who knows it?
And so, you know, especially Evie doing something like in a nun habit could be so
totally
funny and over the top.
But we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. And
I was getting a lot of nerves off of her. Like, she seemed very anxious. And I think that Rue and Jinx were picking up on that. And they kind of had a very worried look on their face. Like,
yeah, and
oh,
it was an
know.
Awkward interaction. And she even came out and said, you know, this is not
my cup of
my
tea.
Thing. Yeah. So I was a bit worried.
Me too.
After that.
And I continued to be worried as they walked up to Brooklyn's table.
Oh, good God.
Oh.
Okay. I almost had to fast forward.
It was
when
so
she was
uncomfortable.
Trying to do the accent and the interaction, I was like, I can't.
It was so uncomfortable when she's like trying to do that accent and it's so bad and it just
and
sounds.
And Jinx and Rue are just like wide-eyed. Like, is this the real thing?
When Rue said something like, oh, that's hilarious. Really? No. It's like, oh, God, this is so bad.
Yeah. No, So I have a real big issue with reality TV moments like that because I personally don't like to be that uncomfortable.
I know.
And so when I'm watching other people, it's just terror for me. And so truly, I almost fast forwarded. And then I was like, no, I got to do it for the podcast. I got to see this thing
you
through.
You just got to do it.
And I did it for you out there. And oh, my
you
God.
Lucky listeners. It Lindsay was so uncomfortable.
Poutine? Oh.
Pouton?
I know.
Pouton.
French like, fries? Are great. I'm like, oh, just
no.
Stop this.
Oh, my God. Ugh. So, we're worried.
Which, again, to her credit, she also admitted.
She did admit that she was nervous and it wasn't her thing.
No. Oh. No. She's a dancing queen, not a impersonation.
There's
queen.
Just so many. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. So, next they went up to Nina West, who is doing Harvey Fierstein or Joanne Worley. I do not know who Joanne Worley is. I do know who Harvey Fierstein is, and I love it because his voice is so iconic, mm-hmm. and she did a really great yeah. impression of him, and she was like confident and like excited, and so was Rue, because Rue,
yeah, they were both loving it,
yeah, and so I this felt is really good thing. About it,
yeah. I from the go round in the workroom, I think that interaction was the most
promising.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Then they went to go talk to Miss Vanjie. Ugh, another extremely awkward interaction, because she wants to be, I don't even know her name, Cash Me Outside
Danielle
girl.
Bergoli.
Oh, thank you, because she said that, and I was like, who?
I have no idea.
The Cash Me Outside girl. I was like, oh, come on. That's a meme. That's not a character.
Yeah, and that was my whole thing, too. I'm like,
there's not enough to pull from it.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. Rue was like, well, so what are you going to, or no, Jinx said, so what are you going to do besides say Cash Me Outside?
Yeah. She's like, I'll just be a jerk and be like obstinate.
Call Rue Dr. Phil. And Rue was like, and that's going to be funny.
And it wasn't. Oh, it was, man. So it's just so funny because with her voice and like, oh, you think she could find someone who.
Be the Cookie Monster. They've been joking around about your Cookie Monster voice.
That
would have been hilarious. And people would have died. Like, just, you know, make a blue fuzzy thing with a couple googly eyes on your head and just have a bunch of cookies. That'd be fucking hilarious. Because she already says, I gotta get my cookies. Like,
Oh, Brittany.
I'm a genius, y'all.
I would have. That would have killed me.
Damn it.
She missed out. And it, again, that was one of those, this is so awkward and this is gonna be so bad.
Ugh. So then they went to go talk to Plastique, and Plastique is doing Lovely Mimi from, I think it was Hip Hop Atlanta. Was that it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this person, and I don't know what it is. The only thing I know, and what Jinx and Rue both pointed out, is that it's an Asian nail tech, which she's already done.
Well, and they went into a little, like, scene by scene and other people commenting. And, yeah, that's like, been her character.
You've got to do something else.
Time.
It would be hilarious if she did Alyssa Edwards. Because she's around her so much that she would have a lot of, like, the funny mannerisms, mm-hmm. and would, like, and I know that Violet Trotsky did it in her season, but like, I don't think they have a rule against repeating, and it would be hilarious for her to do it because that is her drag mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Ugh.
Yeah, but then it was annoying too, when she's like, oh, well, you know, that's just my real voice, and the voice I'm talking with now is my drag voice. I was like, no, that's not true. Yeah. not at all. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the character, and two, it's just played
like
out.
You have to do something else. You have to, like, take from something else. It can't just be the same thing over and over and over
again.
I mean,
she has a great demon voice. Play off that.
Be Regan from The Exorcist. She just do her makeup from the mini episode. Or the mini challenge.
Just get some pea soup.
So they didn't talk to, well, I mean, they didn't show it in the edit. Suga and Akiria, but Suga is playing Charo, and Akiria is doing Tiffany Haddish. Which, you know who that is, though, right, Liz?
Nope.
You don't?
I don't know. Maybe I do. I'm terrible with names.
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Hold on. I can ask Google.
Google.
Almighty Google.
I'm trying to think of something that she would have been in that you would recognize.
I mean, I love shows.
I know.
Just never
she's
remember
in the
names.
Movie Girls Trip, and she's in the movie Night School, and she's in the TV show The Last OG with.
I have not seen a single thing you've talked about.
And she's. She's a very fun black female comedian.
Okay.
And she, well, like, I mean, she blew up a ton like 2 years ago and was all over the place.
Okay. Unfortunately.
If you saw her, you might recognize her.
Yeah.
In a like thing. But
I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I try.
She is hilarious. But okay, let's just jump right into the Snatch Game performances.
Oh man. Okay, so I'm gonna come out of the gate saying lack freaking luster Snatch Game.
I felt like it was overall very disappointing.
It's
probably one of the more disappointing ones that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There wasn't even enough of a train wreck anywhere that like it was like a funny like, oh my god. It was just sort of like, this is so uncomfortable because you're just doing so bad.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm just so used to laughing so much. And I was sitting there watching it with Cam just with this weird like,
it wasn't
on my
funny
face. And
like,
I couldn't.
There was
little moments here and there, but
Nina and Sugar were funny.
But even still.
But they weren't overly funny. And that was the thing that like, okay, so Sugar as Charo looked identical to Charo.
Yeah.
It was such a good
Yeah.
impersonation. Like, Sugar should do that for money.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah. And she got all the
the mannerisms were there and the jokes are funny. The voice was funny, but like the judges say later, it wasn't enough.
Well, and like, it was that thing where she, and people do it all the time. She knows the mannerism. She knows the catchphrases and that's just kind of what she does. And she doesn't really play off the questions or off of Rue.
Right.
So it's funny to an extent, but it's not like the full package.
And like, it would have been funny if like, even if she was totally disconnected, if she'd played it up, like add like 20% more or 30% more, like every time she did the coochie coochie, instead of doing it sitting down, she should have stood up and done it really big. And then it would just be funny. Cause it's like, oh my God, she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be hilarious. Cause that's how Charo was.
Yeah.
But yeah. So she was great. Nina was super funny and had great, even though I don't know, because halfway through, she starts off as Harvey Fierstein, and the voice is spot on.
Yeah,
it
was so good.
I was having flashbacks to Mrs. Doubtfire. It was amazing. And just really funny reactions, and like I loved the, like, I just want to clarify, I'm not Harvey Weinstein. That was really funny.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, she switches to Joanne Worley. I don't know who Joanne Worley is, but I didn't need to because she was just funny.
Yeah.
And that's a good impersonation because I didn't need to know who it was. Mm-hmm. It was
exactly
just good.
And fun to do kind of the switch in the middle, and good on her that she couldn't decide which one. And
so
she
just
did
go
something
for
different.
It. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was really good. And she was interacting with Rue a lot, like in a really good way.
Yep. Yep. So again, Silky being T.S. Madison, again, it's just over the top, and I guess it was kind of funny.
But maybe that's what T.S. Madison is like. I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
And, ugh. It was just the, like, I felt like she was beating to death the whole, like, 9 inches, and it was like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, that's a funny, I thought it was a funny joke the first time, but then the second time it was like,
And oh my God, that nasty ass wig.
That nasty ass wig where she was making a joke about having a long wig in. And it was like, oh my God, that looks like you pulled it out of a bog or something.
Yeah, it was nasty.
She had some funny moments, but it was mostly just like, I'm yelling at everyone again.
Yep.
It's just volume.
Yeah,
but
and I'm just...
Rue loved it. She was laughing up a storm.
Again, it just boggles my freaking mind.
I don't get it. Oh, my God. Miss Vanjie as Danielle Schmoopaloopy.
That was so bad.
What was that weird-ass Elmo voice that, like...
At the very first?
At the very first. It was only for the first, like, intro, and then she just reverted back to her normal voice. Mm-hmm. But it was like, what is that weird? Like, you're trying to sound like a young girl, but you sound like Elmo.
Yeah. Yeah. It
was
just
so weird.
And like I said, she did her calling Dr. or calling Rue Dr. Phil, and she did it a couple times.
But it wasn't even funny.
It wasn't funny. No. And so it's just like continuing to do something that's not funny.
And then like,
and then it was just being combative with like the contestants and Rue and stuff. I'm like, this is not funny at all.
That.
No. Like, it that's was not weird. Funny.
I know. It just felt uncomfortable is what it felt like.
Yeah.
When she was yelling at Tony Hale, I was just like, oh my God, chill out. Like, I get that that character is like that, but I just the character choice was mm-hmm. odd.
Yeah.
Very odd. Oh, who else do we have? Oh, okay. So Akiria as Tiffany Haddish was funny. She had some funny moments, but it was mostly just meh. It was fine. It was like mid-range. Yeah. Like, I wasn't, like, guffawing. I chuckled a couple times, but that was about it.
Yeah, again, I don't really know who she is, and it just seemed like kind of a somewhat normal person on the show, just
yeah, it didn't have any over-the-top, like, fun to it.
Yeah.
But
not a train wreck.
No, it wasn't a train wreck. And, like, Plastique, it was the same character, basically.
Oh, there was the exact same character as all of them.
It was just sort of like, I didn't care to know any more about it because I'm like, well, we've already seen her do this. Mm-hmm. And it was funny the first time, but I'm done now. I'm over it.
All right. So let's get into the real, real low points in this game.
Oh, my goodness. This was some of the worst bombing I've seen on Snatch Game. It was so bad.
Like,
and I think part of what it made it so bad is what Brooklyn was not even trying to be funny.
No.
It was so like, I'm trying to do a genuine heartfelt impersonation of Celine Dion. It was like,
No, and like what? The answers to her questions were just straight up like,
I know, like, what's your favorite song to sing? This one. Why? Because it makes me feel good and happy. And I was like, oh my God, make a joke already. This is so uncomfortable.
It was so bad. I mean, the accent was bad. The answers were bad. It was just
everything. Crickets. There was no jokes. There was nothing funny about it. And it was a bad impersonation to begin with. It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was bomb, like beyond a bomb. And I mean, Evie wasn't any better.
And, you know, I'm going to say I think Evie was even worse because Brooklyn was like bad. But
at least she
like,
didn't try to make jokes. Evie was trying to make jokes and they were bad. They weren't
so
funny.
Bad. Because, yeah, it's basically just knocking Whoopi Goldberg's career and then going off in a weird like.
Well, that's the weird thing that I thought was so strange is that first off, she chose to do how Whoopi looks now on The View. So she chose older Whoopi. Mm-hmm. Plus she's knocking her career where she's had a very successful career and she's still working.
Well, and like, she says, and then, well, Rue calls her out and she's like, well, aren't you on The View? And she's like, oh, well, backtracking. I'm like,
well, then she's the jokes that she like the one movie that she made a reference to was The Color Purple. That's not even a funny movie. It's not like my feet are still dirty from The Color Purple. And it's like, girl, that's not the movie to choose to make a joke off of.
No.
Make a joke about being married to Ted Danson. Make a joke about like there's so many other things. And then the like the joint thing where she lifted up her shirt and it was like, what are you doing? You're grasping at straws.
It was so awkward and so bad.
It was so confusing. I was so like, I think that my mouth was sort of like agape or I was just like staring at the screen like, what is happening?
See, and I was doing the like, again, just fighting with myself. Don't fast forward.
You've got to
so
watch it.
This is so freaking bad. Don't fast forward. Oh my gosh.
It was rough. And Rue's face, one of the things that killed me is when Brooklyn was doing her little intro when Rue introduced Celine Dion and she starts, you know, introducing herself and then Rue's trying to talk to her and Brooklyn keeps talking and she was talking over Rue, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's not
good. You're digging yourself a grave. Like, Rue does not want to be talked over.
No.
It was not good. Not good at all.
Oh man. So, you know, they were both massive bombs, but I think in somewhat different. Well, they were just most, they were,
it was just
massive
bad.
Bombs with
they, yeah,
massive issues. And again, oh. Just this whole Snatch Game was not enjoyable to watch.
I was, no, and it bummed me out so bad because I look forward to it every season.
Yeah.
And I look forward to, like, you know, there's a couple things where you're like, oh, when this comes up, you know, and.
Yeah, and like I said, it was just
disappointing.
A combo of people I don't know. And you know what? Honestly, I don't care to figure out who they are.
No,
I'm
I haven't Googled them because I'm
intrigued.
Like, it just doesn't matter.
And not funny and awkward. And I just, I was glad when it was over. And,
oh,
and the, even the two contestants looked like they weren't having fun.
No,
like,
and usually, like, they weren't really laughing. They kind of were chuckling a little here and there. But,
yeah.
Like, it was bumming me out hardcore.
So we'll just leave. We'll let that boat ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, maybe that'll be like one of those cruise ships where they all get sick.
I'll get, well, not dysentery. I don't know. Something like that. Okay, so we're going back into the workroom. We're
getting ready for the runway.
Yeah.
Brooklyn knows she fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And you know what? Good on her for being real with herself.
Yes.
I don't think you need anyone to tell her that that was horrendous.
No. Oh, my God. Well, and I feel bad because it's like I've done a poor job at something before and just been like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel good. And like, at least she wasn't like defensive and shitty about it like
mm-hmm.
Silky likes to get.
Well, and talking about. So Evie slept on her or slept on it.
Whoa,
no.
Okay.
Evie did not sleep on Silky. No. And she comes back to the workroom, and in the kerfuffle after the last episode, Evie made a comment mentioning that
Silky was talentless
because Sasha Velour was safe every week and won. And so she comes back to the workroom, and
which I have to say, that was pretty harsh.
Oh, yeah. When she said
like,
that, I was
like,
okay.
That's just being mean now.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know what? You get on your defensive.
I know. But it's like that. I think that that was like.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that was. Again, why I'm getting really sick of this, because it's just getting petty. And
it's just going to get worse the more you build it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So she comes back to the workroom and she is just saying, you know, I've slept on it. I feel really bad about what I said. I want to try and clear the air. So she goes to Silky and says that, you know, I apologize for saying that to
yeah.
you. I feel bad about it, which, you know, kudos to her.
She didn't have to apologize.
No.
But Silky is not having it.
No.
There is no love lost there. She does not care.
And you know what? Okay, I get if you're hurt, but at the same time, if she's supposed to be this fucking God-loving Christian lady and she's just like,
yeah,
forgiveness. Again, yeah, you know, and you know, you don't have to be best friends, but you don't have to have this complete and utter hate. And that's the thing, is she just goes off on a tirade being a complete bitch about everything about Evie again. So it's like, okay, Evie's coming to you, you know, and if her apology isn't sincere, at least she's doing it. But
she's
then
trying.
You just tear her down.
Well, I mean, you have a much better example with Miss Vanjie asks Evie to come over, and Miss Vanjie apologizes to Evie because she's like, I got too heated and I know I got defensive and I want to apologize. And Evie was like, thank you so much, I want to apologize too, like I know that I overstepped. And they like were able to come to a good place that, like, even if they're not lifelong friends, at least they're not being shitty to each other anymore.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And here's the thing. I am just, like I said earlier, I am fucking sick of it. I'm tired of it. I want to have workrooms where we get to
know the queens.
Yeah. Like, who knows if more, I would love to get know more about Suga and Akiria and all of them.
Let's hear about some history,
but
freaking
airtime is about Silky and Evie fucking fighting. I am so done. Like,
well, it's so monopolized done. By Brooklyn and Vanjie. What do they call that? Do they have a name?
They did, and I can't remember. Banji.
I don't Brangie. Remember. Brangie. I think that might have been it. Whatever. Like and all this drama, and it's like, ugh, I want more feel-good stories.
Yeah.
Tell me about your family. Exactly. Tell me about your boyfriend you've been dating, and maybe you want to get married. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I want to hear more about those things.
The obstacles you've overcome. Overcome. Whatever. Overcame. Not just Silky sitting there talking shit on Evie. I'm just...
I know.
Oh, I'm over it. And I like...
Because what is... I mean, we don't even really know much about Silky, period. Like, she's been so busy getting in fights with everybody that she hasn't had a chance to let anybody know, like, anything about her backstory either.
Yeah.
And so it makes her not relatable.
Makes a lot of them not relatable. Because, again, you...
It's a bummer. I would like to know more.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Why I feel like we know more about the queens who have left.
I know.
Than the ones who are still here. And that's unfortunate.
It really is. Ugh. Get it together, people.
So, I mean, that's what we dealt with in the workroom. That's
I know.
About it.
I'm just like, get over it. Let's get to the runway. Show me show me your looks.
So, the runway theme. Sequins on the runway.
I love shiny things.
Which Rue comes out in this. Just
hotsy totsy Betty Rubble realness.
Oh my god, legs for days. Which I feel like we never see her legs.
It's so rare that she wears anything short. Yeah. So when she does, it's like whoop whoop.
Seriously,
okay.
I loved it. I was just thinking,
and like, that jagged sort of like V on the crotch, that like that hemline.
Oh yeah,
it was so cool.
I was thinking just like glam rock with that hair
and that big and old hair,
those big old like silver spangly. Earrings.
I was loving
wonderful.
It.
Loving
wonderful.
It.
So good. Okay, so first out of the gate. Oh, actually, no, I wanted, before we talk about the ladies' looks, I just want to talk about Ross Matthews impersonations, which were hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
I was laughing. I was laughing harder at that than I did at the entirety of Snatch Game.
Oh, absolutely.
I could not stop laughing. And his jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Again,
he looks
like
so
I said,
good.
At the end, we're going to have a
we'll have to rank
a rating.
Them all.
Yes.
Oh my god, so good. So, into the runway. First one, Akiria C. Davenport as a zebra. Woman. It was fine.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was fine. To me, it looked a little tacky.
It was a little tacky. I did like her hair a lot.
I think her hair was the best.
That was the best part
of
it. It wasn't like bad. Like it was a very.
I just don't love these giant necklaces she keeps wearing.
They're a little too pageant. I think
yeah.
If that necklace had been gone and it had been something else.
Yeah.
Or even just gone altogether, I would have been more into it. But the very bejeweled giant necklace with the animal print was confusing.
Yeah, just a little much. Not
especially
terrible.
With the tail, because the tail made it very themey, and then the necklace took you out of it.
Yep, exactly.
But it wasn't my least favorite.
No, not at all.
Okay, next, Miss Vanjie Mateo. I swear to God... That girl owns nothing but bodysuits.
Well, when Michelle is told her she needs to change her silhouette, I was seriously doubting if she
I don't think she brought anything but
different.
That.
Truly. I mean, here's the thing. If it wasn't a replay again, I thought it was awesome. And thank
right,
God
no,
she didn't put glitter on her freaking chest.
Yes, thank
I loved
God.
The big gold chains. And I loved the
it
cape.
It was a super fun look. And her hair, I loved her in a blonde wig. It looked great. The problem is, can you do anything else?
Yeah. No, exactly.
It's a bummer because it does look good, but when you see the same thing over and over again, you lose sight of how good it looks, and all you think is, oh, well, I've seen this before.
Yeah. And unfortunately, she didn't wear that at the start of the season because she's just worn so many that we're kind of eh at this point, too.
I know.
That, like I said, I really think it looked good. Like, I really think it was a good
look.
It
was super pretty.
But, again, it's
it just feels repetitive. Yeah. It's a bummer. Next, we had Nina West. And she looked great.
I loved
it. This was, like, the the right and best way to do something campy.
Yeah.
It was very cohesive. It fit the theme really well.
She actually had a figure that
she
made
had a figure.
Sense.
Yes. She had hips and butt.
Mm-hmm.
And her makeup looked really good.
I loved the hair.
Yes. I love that white like George Washington wig.
Yeah. No, I was very impressed.
The only bummer is that she walks like a damn horse.
Well, yeah. Okay. I was going to say that too. She's not a pageant queen.
I really wish someone would teach her how to walk down the runway where she's not stomping it out like a horse.
Oh man. And when she got lessons from Alyssa, and then it was like even worse.
I know, it's like it made it worse. Ooh. What happened?
Yeah. She doesn't have the best runway.
I know. It's unfortunate. But uh-huh. I thought she looked amazing.
Agreed.
It was really good.
Agreed.
Let's see, who was next? Oh, Suga came out. Holy shit. Okay. You know what? I am going to admit that I have had an issue with Suga, I think, almost every episode.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is the best she's looked. This is the best that, like, I think all across the board, like the dress, the makeup, the hair, it was all on point.
And the way she presented it on the runway.
She was like floating on that runway. It and was wonderful.
Rue was eating that dress up.
I know. I loved how much Rue was. Rue was just like, I want that dress.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No,
it was beautiful.
I thought it was I love that color.
That eggplant color. The sequins amongst the ruffles like gave it all this great texture. Those big bell sleeves were awesome. It felt very like upscale Spanish princess sort of.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. My only critique is you could kind of see her chest piece coming out the top.
Yeah.
Which is my only critique.
But I'm amazed with the charro and with this runway. Because in previous episodes, her chest shading has been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really good. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like she's getting better.
Agreed.
Like she's like doing better as the episodes go on. Yeah. And that is really exciting.
That's what this show's all about.
It's so exciting to see
her
do
her.
That.
Yeah, this was a major win.
Yeah, I was really, it's so funny. Like she's my daughter or something. I was really proud of her. Like
well,
you're doing
stop putting her in your bottom pick then.
I can't. Well, this is the first time.
I know.
I'm proud. I know. Sorry. Okay, next. Okay. Everybody, let's just stop the presses. Take a deep breath as Brooklyn Heights walks down the runway.
Oh my God.
And blows my tucking mind. What?
That was unreal.
What?
That was such a cool reveal.
Lindsay, I had an instant flashback to my absolute favorite runway on Drew Paul's. Drew Paul's rag race. Okay. Violet Chachki in the fashion show, like when they did the fashion show runway, when she's in the black outfit.
Oh.
And then she takes off the belt and spins around and it's plaid all of a sudden.
Yep.
It's on that level of like, what?
Yeah.
Like it was, that's probably, those two are my top two. I don't think I could even pick between them. Best runway reveal ever. Best runway. She was working it. She came out and looked cute to begin with.
Yeah.
In an afro and a little like poncho thing. But that swirl and reveal with the blonde hair and just sexing it up.
She's
oh my
just
God.
Dropping it like it's hot all over the runway. And what I really loved watching was how blown away all the judges were.
They were losing
their
minds.
Oh, man. And amazing. I was too. Cam was sitting next to me and I was just slapping him like, oh my God, what is she going to do?
Jaw dropped, like eyes bugging. I was losing it.
Well, again, it was just the full package because everything still looked good. And that's what I hate is when people do reveals and it's just
it's like, what was
janky.
The point of that? Yeah. Everything looked good. The first look looked good. The second look looked good. And the reveal was effortless. It was insane. Insane. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She is just tucked for days because holy crap.
Oh, my God.
Splits and back bends and
so like, good.
Keeping it together.
And I loved her in a big long wig.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I mean, you're that tall.
Yeah, that long do
wigs.
Oh, I loved it. Okay, then Evie Oddly comes out. And I love that jumpsuit. It was so fun.
I did too. I love
the colors.
So cool.
And the cutout booty was so funny.
Yeah, I'm not one for color on myself, but man, all of those colors were just popping, and it was interesting designs. And no, I was.
And I thought that the peg bendy hair was kind of funny.
Yeah,
I felt very kind of like Jersey-esque, and it was kind of like funny.
Well, again, to me, it was kind of that like weird out there rock 80s, and that was the hair. I mean, that's what it was.
So. I loved it. Yeah. I think maybe it was Michelle Visage was digging it, and I was like,
she
feel
called
like
it more 60s hair, and I was like,
no, I'm not getting
like 60s
that.
Hair to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it worked well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Silky came out.
I mean, it's another pageant look.
It's just
another gown.
It was fine.
It wasn't terrible.
Bad,
she looked pretty, but it's just like Miss Vanjie is just.
She did look like Aretha Franklin or something, but it was like very, almost like basic. Even though it was a gown with a big feather coat, there was nothing very exciting about it.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then Plastique was the final one. And she looked very pretty as sort of this water
splash
nymph goddess. My only issue I was having was that her neck piece was bouncing around all over the place, and that was distracting.
Yeah.
It's like either secure it or just don't wear it. Because it was like, it was taking, like I kept watching the neck piece bouncing around like it was going to fall off when I should have been looking at her whole outfit.
Get you all stressed out.
And I did like that she did have a different outfit. She wore pants.
I know. I was going to say she wasn't wearing
it was. She wasn't in a corset
tight.
And she wasn't in sparkle pants. Yeah. So
I really liked it. The neck piece didn't take away as much for me. Just because, I thought it was something so new for her. I really enjoyed it. But
I loved her bejeweled face.
Mm-hmm.
And her wig was super gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought she looked really pretty.
Agreed.
Okay.
That's it, man. We're running out of
I
people.
Know. It's so weird. I like left all this room on my page for notes, and I like only got halfway down. I'm like, oh, I guess that's it. I'm so used to cramming it all on the page. Okay, so our tops this week were Silky, Nina, and Suga, which
from their Snatch Game.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Then our bottoms.
Runway.
Yeah. Then our bottoms were Brooklyn, Evie, and Vanjie.
What?
It's so weird. It's like bizarro world, right? I'm like, wait, that's not normal. Normally they're in the top. What is happening? This is so weird. Like, it felt wrong.
Well, and the thing is, I think it, for especially Evie and Brooklyn to be in the bottom, it takes monumental fails.
Oh,
and
yes.
Because they've been doing so well.
Well, if they weren't in the bottom, it would have been, seriously, there would have been an outcry of like, that's messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because was so bad.
Yep.
It wasn't like they were in the mid-range and they did kind of bad and it's like, oh, but we like them. We'll let them keep going. No.
No, it was
you bombed.
Catastrophe.
You bombed.
So, understandably, they were in the bottom.
Yes. I don't agree with it, but Silky was the winner this week.
Yeah.
I really think that
Nina should have won. I totally do, too. I think
hands down.
Her runway was
so good
and
so
and
well put together.
And again, Silky's is just a goddamn gown again. And she just, and Nina was, if not as funny, funnier than her in Snatch Game. So
I know. I
really,
don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I don't think that Silky was any funnier than Nina in Snatch Game.
I totally agree.
So.
And I think
Nina
was cleverer.
Cleverer. Yeah. She wasn't just yelling.
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever.
Ugh. Okay. So, in our lip sync. Holy shit, you guys. Brooklyn Heights and Evie Oddly are in the lip sync, and it is expected. And I'm like, this sucks, but I get it.
Yeah.
It sucks, because I like both of them a lot. But they both deserved to be there.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think either of them would have argued it.
No. No. But holy crap.
You guys. Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato. I'd never heard this song, but I was singing it all over the place after the episode. So much that Ian, my son, was like singing it under his breath, and he's like, I don't even know that song.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this was, I can't remember who said it, but this was Cirque du Soleil. It was
Sugar goes, come on, Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
It's so, I was losing it. Tricks and splits. And when Brooklyn's bouncing on that, on her, in the splits and like looking at her nails. And when Evie's like doing a hand or a headstand with her splits up in the air.
And when she does the wig switch.
Oh, the wig. Oh, my God. When she does the, what is it? It's like a front, I don't know, gymnastic things.
Yeah.
A front walkover and her wig flips off.
Which I was like, no.
But it was a reveal. I know. It's like, oh my God.
You got it.
It blew my mind. This was, in recent history, I'm having a hard time thinking of another lip sync that was as good as this.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
It was phenomenal.
Well, and it wasn't, I mean, they were doing stuff in sync, so which made it funner to watch. And
yes.
You can always tell, too, when it's good, when you see Rue going back and forth from people.
I know.
Because there's times where she's totally focused. You can tell on one person.
She couldn't decide where she wanted to look. Her mouth was, like, open the whole time with, like, wide eyes. So you know she's loving it.
Yeah.
It was so impressive.
So good. I mean, they knew the words. I can't say enough.
It was so good. I've watched it like 4 times.
Yeah, same.
It's so good. So needless to say, RuPaul saves them all.
Shantae, they both stay.
Yes, you do. If ever there was a time for a double save, this was it.
I totally agree. Sometimes when they do that, I'm like, man, that's kind of lame.
It feels like a cop out. But this time it was like, yes.
I don't know how you could have picked one.
They both deserve it. They both deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I love at the end how she says, you've got two lip sync assassins. I was like, hell yeah, I would not want to be up against either of them.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was so good. I was really impressed, and I would love to see, you know, she wants to do it so bad. I'd love to see Silky go up against either of them.
I know. I know. Now that I've seen him work, I'm like, ooh.
Silky get out can. There. Take Silky her can, down.
Silky's got to really play it up if she's going to battle that.
I know.
Well, next week looks very fun.
It
and
does
interesting.
Look fun.
I don't know if I've seen many episodes where they actually go out of the studio and do
it's
stuff
It's been a
anymore.
Really long time. Like a really long time. Like, I'm trying to think, and I think maybe season 4 or 5 was the last time that they went out of the studio and into the real world.
Exactly. And so I'm
they
like,
just
well,
don't do it anymore.
That's kind of cool. That'll be fun. And
oh, who's going to go home? Who's going to go home? So it's kind of an acting challenge. I will say, okay. Just from part of the clip for next episode, when Akira was doing some sort of weird sobbing crawling thing on the ground, it looked rough.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna say Akira, even though I do like her. It looked like she might be
hot
in trouble
mess. Well, I will take the torch and say,
what are you gonna
I'm gonna say Miss Vanjie.
Oh my.
I don't know how long she's going to last if she won't change her look up.
That's true. I mean, I do love Ms. Vanjie.
Michelle was annoyed. Like,
I would have been too.
Annoyed this week. And so, yeah,
Well, and this is the thing. Like, you've either got to, like, figure out some way to make something new, or you've got to, like, talk to the girls in the workroom and be like, can anyone help me figure this out?
Mm-hmm.
If it's that desperate, you got to make a change.
Yeah.
Like, she had that whole cape's worth of fabric. She could have made something else.
Well, they give them a ton of fabric in the workroom.
I know.
But she can't sew.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, I know. Like I said, I'll go out on a limb.
We'll see what happens. next week on what the wait, what's our
nice. What the tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
Get it.
Oh my god.